The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
In.
And how's my microphone coming through?
I hear you.
Good? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Just me, I'm going deaf. This is Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter.
Good morning.
Broadcasting live at KCNR Studios in downtown Reading. This is Jefferson State of Mind.
Mine.
96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. You also can listen to us streaming live. We stream live all over the world, KCNR1460.com, KCNR1460.com. And today we're going to have probably a fairly controversial show.
Really?
Yeah. We're going to talk a little bit about what happened to President Trump. We're also going to talk about how that affects us locally, and we're going to talk about some realities and some realities. And we'd like to have people call in at 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567, or 605-4566 if 67 is busy, and we'll welcome your calls. But we don't want to go into conspiracy theories. You know, the thing that we do know is a shooting occurred yesterday. The thing we do know is now we know the name of the alleged shooter. Which is Thomas Matthew Crook.
Okay.
And he was 20 years old and was a registered Republican. I find that being the first anomaly of all this, a registered Republican. Also, he was within about 200 yards of President Trump. So how did he get inside the perimeter? Well, he wasn't inside the perimeter. They said he was outside the perimeter. That's a pretty small perimeter, I would think.
200 yards?
200 yards.
600 feet, okay.
On top of a two-story building when he took the shots. And several people saw him. One eyewitness account saw Crook up on the roof and saw him up there 4 or 5 minutes before the shooting rang out. The witness did mention that the person up on the roof did have a gun. He was waving at police. Secret Service were running all over the field around there. And again, how did this guy get inside? Now, one of the things that people have been talking about is how the Secret Service has not come forward. Well, one of the things is that the Secret Service signs an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, with the FBI. So if there's something to where there could be negligence on the part of the Secret Service, that MOU makes it so that the FBI takes over the investigation, because if there's wrongdoing, there could be that the Secret Service could try to cover their butts. But that's why I believe that they're not having any kind of response from the Secret Service. Probably the FBI is saying, hey, you know, this is our case. You guys need to butt out until we find out what's going on, until we've thoroughly seen, you know, what you are showing us. So there's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of people that are talking about, you know, it could be this group of people or that group of people. But the main thing we have to look at is that the security obviously was horrible. I mean, there's no question about it. The security was terrible. There's like 3 points of entry in that place. You have an entry, and they have like a magnetron win and they have one for the public,
right?
One for the press, and one for the protected. So you've got to go through one of those three to get inside the perimeter. But of course, this perimeter, obviously, was quite small. I was surprised when I heard the length of two football fields, a couple of hundred yards away. That's where this guy was shooting from. When wouldn't you suspect maybe you'd be checking around 1,000 yards away? I guess. I don't really know. I'm not in law enforcement, nor have been, and I don't know that. But what I do know is that if that's the case, a weapon, and the first speculation was it could even have been a hand weapon because nobody really knew. And how could you get the weapon in there, you know? And that would have been, that probably would have been kind of tough. I mean, the shooter would have had to, you know, understand that either, you know, he was going to be able to slip under the magnetron or, you know, or maybe they weren't going to, it just wasn't going to work right. I mean, there's so many different speculations about maybe it was even an inside job. There are all these different things that are going on, which we don't know anything yet. And frankly, if you have anything that's new that you want to contribute, you can call us at 605-4567, 530-605-4567.
Well, I'll show you a video in the break, but there's a video where you can see Trump, and in the background you can see the snipers, and they're looking in the exact direction of the shooter, and then the shooting happens, and then they shoot at the shooter, and he dies. So, a little suspicious.
But yeah, that is, you know, and I did see that this morning. Thank you, brother. I did see that this morning. That's the Hood Man. Our protected producer.
I am an unidentified person, actually.
You're identified.
Identified.
The feds know who you are and where you are, as with all of us.
Yeah. But anyway, that's a very, very good point. I mean, it's kind of like, okay, well, the whole thing is that eyewitnesses saw him. It's all over the news. These people were saying, hey, we saw the guy. We pointed him out. We yelled out. And nothing happened.
We don't know what's going on behind the scenes, and nor will – who knows what's going to happen until they get it all dialed. And
if they do have to get it dialed.
The whole thing is, you know, finalized and confirmed and everything else. Something on this magnitude isn't being taken lightly, no matter what side of the fence you're on.
Well, yeah, I think the thing is that what they're saying is that the security was terrible.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's everyone saying the Secret Service saved Trump, but did they really? Because if the bullet hit him, they jumped on him after the bullet went off. So they really did fail at their job. That it shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Well, you know, and that's an opinion a lot of people have. The shot was outside the perimeter, and as you say, I mean, the perimeter is what, 200?
Well, what good is any security after the bullet goes off?
After the bullet goes off, yeah.
There's no purpose. It doesn't make sense.
I agree. You're 100% right. And the simple fact that so many people saw this guy. I mean, they saw him crawling on the roof. You know, they identified the rifle. They're pointing to him. And, you know, in a lot of cases, you really wonder. It's kind of like on the last show, Kevin made a good point about how we have a great country and we have a resilient country and we have a constitution and we have laws. But the problem is our government doesn't follow any of those. And really, when you stop and think about this, coupled with the fact that we've just had a great movie, Let Our People Go, by David Clement, a great, great movie. I mean, the January Sixers have been taken in. Now we have blood on a former president. I'm not going to say someone drew first blood, but, you know, the thing is that where are we going as a nation? It's all fine and dandy to say we have this, or somebody saying, well, this is unconstitutional. They can't do that. It's unconstitutional. Okay, where do you get justice?
Right.
Where do you get justice, Whitman?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go to get justice? Yeah? See, that's the problem. You go to the courts, oh, okay. Really?
Justice delayed is justice denied.
Absolutely. And I think that one of the things...
happens every day, all day.
I agree. And I think one of the things we need to do, especially... that I think it's very important. I want to give this to the folks. And that is, we did a two-part series, a two-part podcast with Woody Clendenin on Mountaintop Media. And what that was about was the community watches and how to have a community watch, not to be confused with neighborhood watches. You can find that on Facebook. All you have to do is search engine Jefferson State of Mine, M-I-N-E, the podcast. You can find it on Rumble, Jefferson State of Mine, the podcast, or go to mountaintopmedia.com, all one word, mountaintopmedia.com. Go to Jefferson State of Mine and go to the episode that says Community Watch Part 1, and then the other one is Community Watch Part 2. You know, I think that in a lot of cases we have to start understanding that we're not getting protection. When you have President Trump who can't get protection, and you know, the Hood Man is right about that. I mean, come on, how could this possibly have happened? And that building is two stories. It's not like it's the Eiffel Tower, you know. Yeah. And so it's a thing where you would think that one of the things you'd do, wouldn't you think, that one of the things that you would do would be to say, okay, there's a building up there, it's higher ground. We learned that from the Kennedy assassination in 1963.
There's some more insane things. Some people are like, oh, the Trump team did this.
Yeah, I've heard that.
They evidently don't know anything about guns, because if the guy aimed for Trump's ear, there's a 1,000,000,000% chance he'd miss the ear and hit him in the head. And then one of the many cameras that were on him, the frame just barely captured the bullet. If he hadn't turned his head to the side,
right,
it actually would have killed him.
Right.
So that disproves all of that, and also proves that he literally almost died.
Right. Like, and that's everything you said there is absolutely fact.
God had a hand on
God
him.
God really had a hand.
And protected
God
him.
A hand on that man.
Totally protected him.
You know, and so, and I know that everybody's going to beat this to death, but the three things that we have to consider on this is, how does this now affect us? How does this affect our communities?
It's going to wake up hopefully the uninformed voters that are more likely to vote that direction for Trump or his party, whatever. It's going to wake those people up that are out there thinking, oh, my God, we cannot let this happen. Hopefully it will wake them up. If it doesn't, we are in a sad state of affairs.
I hope it wakes up our sheriff. I hope it wakes up our DA. I hope
maybe
it wakes up our counties.
Maybe Biden will wake up.
He is awake. That's the problem.
Yeah, what do you see? Wanted to introduce the president of Ukraine, Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
What he said?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. No, but you know, you're right. It needs to wake up law enforcement at every level. You know, truly. I mean, the sheriff, the DA, you know, yes, it has to. Attorney General? I mean, come on, folks.
Well, the thing is, California is a different animal. But we, you know, we're going to have to.
Yeah, but we can't keep giving that excuse.
No.
We have to hold their feet to the fire.
Yeah, you're right. I'm getting there. Mm-hmm. We've got to hold their feet to the fire, but we're going to have to take initiative in our in our constitutionally protected rights.
That's correct.
Second Amendment, I mean, hey, you know what? You need a way to protect yourself if you're out there. We need a way to protect our communities. The police aren't going to protect our communities.
So, they,
I mean,
can't.
The mess.
They
the mess.
Can't.
And did you see the part, Hoodman, did you see the part on the video where they were putting Trump inside the vehicle, and there was a Secret Service person there, and she couldn't even find the holster for her gun, and she was trying to... She went to draw it, and then she couldn't find it to put it back, and then went to draw it again. She looked very nervous, but I guess that's the kind of people you get when your director last worked at Pepsi.
And they were, I think it wasn't just Secret Service, it was also like contracted security. So I don't know if that has anything to do with that.
I don't know.
But you definitely wouldn't want somebody like that protecting
the
president.
Did they have contracted security? I didn't know that. Did they? I
well, I don't know for sure. I just
I
heard
hear
it
that.
Mentioned.
I heard it was police, that it was law agencies that are state and federal law agencies, whether it be the Secret Service, et cetera. That's what I heard. I don't think they'd have independent. I mean, what would be the point of that? You know, you've got it. I mean, apparently they felt like they had enough people. They had enough people. They just didn't secure the area, but they had enough people. I mean, according to those eyewitnesses, you had, you know, Secret Service guys running around in the field.
And now we're probably going to have to go back to what we did for when Biden did his inauguration with all the glass around the president, you know.
Kind of like the Pope when he comes in his glass car. Not truly, but he navigates around Vatican City or whatever. He's in his glass car, standing there waving. It's, you know, it's bulletproof. You know, that's what that car is for. So is Trump going to have to do the same thing?
Well, you know, with adequate security, I mean, they've got the Republican National Convention coming up here. I think it starts tomorrow, Tuesday. Anyway, it starts this week.
Mm-hmm.
And the Milwaukee Police Department and everybody else there is beefing that thing up with security. but the simple fact that there's a two-story building that is accessible within 200 yards. I'm not talking about 1,000 yards. This is a 600 foot shot.
Right.
Okay. And the guy was 20 years old. I mean, you know, and again, the thing about, you know, is as to the point that Hoodman was making, and that is that you have, a young man who's a registered Republican, 20 years old, you know, and he's banging away up there. I mean, he's not going to be a marksman, of course, with an AR-15 with a scope. I guess you don't have to be at 200 yards.
Sure, sure.
But, you know, that's the whole thing. There was no protection. How in the hell did they not look at that building and go, hey, we need to maybe post a guy up there? How do you not do that? I mean, how do you not do that?
I don't. Somebody's going to lose their job and everything else for not
some grunt.
I hope so.
It shouldn't be the grunt. It should be the people that are making the big bucks, making all the decisions. They're not following through and being completely thorough on what they're supposed to be doing.
Didn't the director of the Secret Service last work for Pepsi?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, this whole thing is a joke. And again, you know, we keep talking about the Constitution or changing the Constitution or doing this or doing that, but the real deal is the fact that we have a great Constitution. We have a great country. We have a great system. It's just that our government doesn't follow any of it. And we let the courts make law.
And we, the governed, do not hold them accountable. And we need to turn those tables immediately.
Well, we need to have community watches, and we have to start holding our people accountable. I know that there's a lot of investigations that go on that really you can't speak to the investigation. You know, really and truly, you should have working hand in hand sheriff departments and community watches and militias.
Yes,
they should all be working hand in hand.
They should all be working together.
Yeah, you know, rather than the control of the Gestapo. You know,
and we don't care about, you know, who has jurisdiction over this, jurisdiction over that. I mean, to a point, you do, yes, but yeah. you can't not work with community members just for the sake of, you know, being in control because your temperament and your attitude won't allow you. Well, then you're in the wrong flipping job.
Well, you know, the RDA allows murders, but doesn't allow you to to accidentally spill water on somebody. Yeah. That's when you spill water on somebody, then, you know, in a bar.
Yeah.
Then you go to court and we spend tens of thousands of dollars.
Yep.
And have four prosecutors, and they even had security walking. I mean, that lady in the walker was a real threat, I guess, to those guys when they had to have security walk him in and out of court. And I'm talking about the trial of Carlos Zapata.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a sham that was. This whole thing is making me sick. It's making me sick. It should be making you sick.
Agreed.
You know, we have to start really standing up. And we have some good groups, like the California Republican Assembly, Shasta County California Republican Assembly. And that's a great group of people that are patriots that are trying to get real conservative people elected.
Grassroots organization that does it grassroots by the people, for the people, and for the elected, and working towards getting the right people elected who are all vetted. They're all vetted. They have to follow some criteria to be vetted, to be endorsed,
and all
to
this,
be supported.
Yeah, all this crazy stuff being done by the city council. I mean, of Reading. I mean, you know, we just David Clement, I think, put it the best way when he said we've just gotten to a point where it's all about pleasure and comfort.
Oh yeah,
our society is pleasure and comfort.
Soft society, hard times.
Yeah, and so therefore, I mean, we've had people call into this program and say, well, you know, we don't want to rock the boat because we have a business here. Okay,
rock the boat.
Your boat's getting rocked anyway.
Guess what? Your business might do better if you rock the boat. People see that you're rocking the boat. People will come and support you even more so.
Well, I think, and that's one thing maybe we need to be looking at is patriotic businesses. Why not start a chamber of commerce for patriots? I mean, you know, we've got all these people out there that are just players in, you know, players in the game. It's about me. Let's get rich, you know. And there's nobody there there's nobody on this side of it's all about me group that really can be trusted with the responsibility of frankly, any good citizen. It's our duty to watch over and be vigilant on our for our families, for our children, for our country, for our neighborhoods, for our communities, and to make sure that the Constitution's upheld. Yeah, we have a sheriff here that says, well, you know, I will not allow an exposed weapon, but I believe in the Second Amendment.
Which way is it?
How can you allow and believe in a right? I believe in the right of the Second Amendment. It's a right. You can't allow anything on a right. It's a right.
It's not your job.
You know, and I mean, we've got these people for 6 years and people are going, well, come on, don't rock the boat. I mean, would Kathy Darling Allen got an award?
Yeah, that was in the making.
She got an award? Are you serious? I mean,
yeah, and you have to go back behind the scenes to see who that is, that organization that gave that, see where the funding came from for it, and all that other good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, she
that's very telling.
She flies to Washington and speaks on behalf of Soros. I mean, you can't make this crap up.
No.
You know, and the more you see of this, if you're not waking up to it, you need to wake up to it. You know, it's sort of like, you know, I've got this to do and that to do and this to do and that to do, and I know that there's going to be a car caravan sort of, and I'm not really sure if somebody knows more details on this, please call in, but or put it in the chat room. There's going to be a rally on the 16th of August through the 18th of August, where people are going to caravan, I'm guessing, to Sacramento, from all over the state, in a rally in a support of Donald Trump, because Newsom had said that nobody in California is going to vote for Trump. Yeah,
Newsom's so in touch with everybody, isn't he?
Yeah.
What do you think the chances are of states flipping this coming November?
I don't know. The challenge of flipping goes back to the legislative body, and when you have a legislative body that has 120 people that virtually have more control over laws, more control over legislation than the United States government does in your state, they have the jurisdiction.
And they're a very small group.
A very small group. 120 people for
40 million.
40 million. You know, and that's, one senator out of the 40 for every million and one assembly person for every 500,000, where you have a place like New Hampshire, who has 400 assembly people for 3.2 million. So their ratio of representation is
far stronger than ours.
One assembly person for every 3,250 people, where we are one assembly person for every 500,000. So flipping it is one thing. I mean, flipping it maybe, are you talking about flipping it? I want to talk about this a little more after the break. That's a good point. But I want to make sure I'm clarifying what you mean by flipping. So at this point, let's go to the break, and time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
1, 2, 3. Up in the hills. We believe America is the home of the brave. What we got is earned by working it and handed out for free. We stand for the flag and pledge our allegiance. We're the last of a dying breed. Last of a dying breed.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Reading since 1969. Reading is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, We do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground. And I won't back down.
Well, we can't. We can't back down.
Can't afford to.
Mm-mm. You know, just one last point on the security. Frank Rose brought up a good point.
Mm-hmm.
A former FBI agent was on Fox not too long ago and did mention the fact that the president is the one who allows more security or less security. And apparently the Secret Service had asked for more security for Donald Trump.
And they were denied?
They were denied.
By
the president of the United States, by Joe frickin' Biden. By Joe frickin' Biden.
But he's
let's go, Brandon. By Joe Biden. And also, apparently, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been denied any kind of...
Yes, he has been. Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, come on, you guys. What's wrong with you, Democrats?
From a family who, Kennedy being a family member of, you know, his father was assassinated. His uncle was assassinated.
Right.
I mean, really?
Well, we have Richard on the line. Richard, how are you, sir? What say you?
Yo.
Good morning.
How you doing, Richard?
Doing okay.
Good.
I have a couple of announcements, but first, you know, regarding what happened with Trump, you know, I really don't have anything new to add, obviously, because there's so much. You guys covered pretty much the latest. But, as far as what you said, how it affects us locally, you guys were spot on. You guys took my thunder. You know, we have to, the community watch, getting the sheriff, you know, involved with the community and the militia. I mean, that was spot on. Spot on. Because it's our job to protect our community. It's a citizen's job. As you well know, it's been stated many times by Mark Baird, there's laws in place that say, yeah, the government has no legal duty to protect you. So, yeah, it's our job. A couple quick announcements. You were mentioning Chamber of Commerce, and I'll just remind you, there is a Shasta County Chamber of Commerce that was started, year and a half ago?
Right.
So that is the alternative. If people want a patriot, I think these are patriots. If you go to their website, ShastaCountyChamber.com, and you look at the people that have joined that,
they're all patriots.
That's pretty much a lot of local patriots.
Yep.
So I would say, in my humble opinion, if you're a patriotic business, join the Shasta County Chamber. It's on their website.
Okay, so just search engine Shasta County
Chamber of Commerce. Yes.
Their website is ShastaCountyChamber.com.
Okay.
And the other issue that happened this last week is Moms for Liberty was suing the federal government because there were some regulatory changes coming in the Department of Education, regulatory changes. And in a nutshell, these changes were going to change the definition of gender and sex in the federal Department of Education regulations. And, excuse me, so the federal judge has ruled in favor of Moms for Liberty and two other, actually several other organizations and individuals. And long story short, this is a good thing, where these proposed regulations that were to come into effect on August 1st are now stayed. But here's the key. The very last page of the 49-page court document, it reads, by tomorrow, if anybody in the country, this is what it says, if anybody in the country joins Mom for Liberty, by tomorrow, they can then add, and you have to have a kid in public school that's under the purview of the Department of Education's funding, but join Moms for Liberty, and then soon you're going to be able to invoke this very same stay on your school. Yes, you heard me right. This is in.
Yeah, I just want to get clarification because it's a little, okay, I just want to get clarification for the folks out there.
Yes.
Okay, why don't you explain what a stay means?
It's just going to be a temporary suspension of what was going to be the regulatory change.
Okay, let me ask you.
Those changes are going to be suspended for now.
Got it. Okay, well, let me ask you this. How does that have any jurisdiction over law? We have several laws that are laws in the state here that were passed by the legislative body and signed by the governor in the state of California. How does a federal regulation supplant a law when the law specifically states that gender is a matter of choice and it's who you say you are? That law was in 2017. I don't have my list with me. Or excuse me. Yeah, 2013. And I don't have that in front of me right now. But I mean, I'm not trying to be snarky here, but how can a regulation trump a law that's a state law that was signed into law by legislation? How does it even trump that? How does it have any effect at all?
Well, you've conflated several issues with that statement, but the key here is that public schools receiving federal funding, that's what's key here in this regulation. And no, the regulation should not exist at all, because those are made by bureaucrats, unelected bureaucrats, and in fact, the Department of Education should not even exist on the federal side, because it's not a constitutional office. So that's the answer to that. But people, if you have somebody in public school that you know, if you're a parent or a guardian of a kid in public school, the website for Moms for Liberty, spell out for, F-O-R, momsforliberty.org. Click on press, scroll down. You'll see the story on this lawsuit temporary stay. Click on it, and then you will be led to how to enroll. And as soon as you enroll by tomorrow, that for whatever reason, the judge gave Moms for Liberty and these other people July 15th is the deadline. And so I've already enrolled, and the next steps are to be determined, but I plan on invoking this with my local school this year. So this is actually a really big deal.
Okay, and you know, and I like the idea of, you know, and Richard, you're a dad that stands up for your kid big time. You're a great example to fathers, I think, in my opinion. You've been great. You stand up for your kid. I mean, you're standing there in harm's way for him. We really have to just, you know, a lot of people keep saying, well, we shall not comply or submit. I've said it myself to the government. The government is supposed to submit to us. We have it backwards. We have so many things backwards.
Yeah.
But we have that backwards, and I think you're right. I think that, and just tell them to go to hell. You go in there and you say, hey, this is what's happening with our kid. Now, again, the challenge we have is the states have jurisdiction over the states. I mean, we keep the federal, and I had this talk with Doug Lamalfa's with Mark Spanigold, Doug Lamalfa's chief guy.
Chief of
staff. And so if you have a situation where the state of California says, well, we don't care about your money, then it's a moot point, because all Newsom has to do is raise gas taxes 10 cents a gallon and say because of the law I passed in 2013, the one I passed in 2007, because of all these different laws we have in California, I'm going to add a tax to California in California for anybody that gases up, whether it be gas for your car, whether it be, gas for, plane fuel, whether it be diesel, I'm going to add 10 cents a gallon. And if you have 50 million people gassing up from the Mexican border to the Oregon border every day, trucks and stuff, he doesn't need the money. And that was the argument that we were having with the federal government, is that they don't need your money. That's the whole problem. California doesn't need your money. He can do whatever he wants to us.
Yeah, they just print money. They don't need to take our tax money.
Yeah, you're right. So what you're doing, I think, is the real key, standing up for your kid right where you can locally. Go ahead.
Yeah, and, again, I'm not a fan of, like you said, justice delayed is justice denied. But, if we can gain some constitutional wins, some wins with sovereignty and everything else, let's take them. Okay, let's take them while we can. Even though I don't like people in black robes who think they're smarter than us. Absolutely not. Hey, one last thing. As far as federal funding being denied to any jurisdiction, I don't have the case in front of me, but Michael Bolden, who runs the 10th Amendment Center, just find it online. He has cited a case, a Supreme Court case, multiple times, where the Supreme Court has already said, you cannot, a jurisdiction receiving federal funding cannot be denied federal funding just because a local jurisdiction is not following certain guidelines of that are attached to that federal funding. I don't have this case in front of me, but the 10th Amendment Center cites this SCOTUS case, several times a year. And so people are afraid, the money's going to go away if we don't do what we're told. Actually, no. It's in the SCOTUS history book. So,
well, the way I understand what you just told us about this regulation is the money does go away if the schools don't comply. I thought that's what you were talking about. The money does go away from the federal government if we have rogue schools. So I'm trying to get the correlation.
Correct.
Go ahead.
But I just explained that, though. That's always the threat from the federal government,
right,
that you will not be eligible for funding if you don't follow. But I just said it. There's a Supreme Court ruling that says, no, the federal government cannot fund under those circumstances.
Right, because it'd be discrimination. That was the whole ruling behind that. It'd be discriminatory. You can't do for one school what you can't do for another. That would be discriminatory.
And last thing is, I see the KCNO website's been reconfigured. The chat room is extremely cumbersome, and so I hope they work on the chat room, because right now it's very unsettling.
When can't even get on?
Yeah, I can't even get on to it.
We can't even get on it in here. So I don't know what's going on with the chat room.
Okay, so
the chat room,
so our website is being updated, and that is one of the things we're currently fixing. I'm aware of it. The engineers have been notified.
Anyway, Richard, thank you for everything. Thank you for everything you do. Yeah. Keep standing strong, my good friend.
Yes, sir.
Have a good day.
You too. Andrew, what say you, sir? How are you? Andrew, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There you are. How are you, buddy?
I am cooler than you gentlemen because I'm elevated, let's say that. Hey, last week the House passed the SAFE Act, which would not allow illegals to vote. I already thought we had this in place. But in any case, the alarming thing is 190-some-odd members of the Democrat Party voted no. Now, that's violating their constitutional oaths. At that point,
they don't care.
But they
don't care.
They committed treason, sir.
Yes, you're right.
And they should. And the attorney, and I'm pretty sure Doug voted for it. I hope.
I don't know.
Sure he did.
Well, you know.
But the counties in which these guys reside, the attorney general of that county can bring them up on treason charges. We have the mechanisms in place. We do not have the stone. Sorry, Richard.
He does. He would do it. Yes,
yeah,
he would
do it.
So would I. But I really think that we have the tools. We just need the.
Well, we need to find out where we can go for justice. See, here's the whole problem. First of all, the Supreme Court does not rule anything. They give opinions. Then the states adopt the opinions. Okay, that's fact number one. Right. Fact number two is that when we have a situation like you're talking about, with it being unconstitutional, that happens every second. I mean, Santa Ana said, hey, we're going to let illegals vote in local elections. What are you going to do about it? See, that's the whole point. We keep screaming that this is unconstitutional, and we don't have the stones or the cojones to do it, and I agree with that in a lot of cases, but where do you go? You can't go to the legislative body, ask for the conversation that Hoodman and I were talking about as far as the legislative body being swung, what, like 80% Democrat, okay, with the spawn of Satan as our governor? I mean, people, you know, we talked about the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment gives the states are the higher power. They delegate to the United States government because everything is reserved, which means owned by the state or the people if the states don't do it. I mean, people have to understand what the Constitution means. And you're right. You're right about everything you're saying. You're right about it being an oath of office. It's not treason, though, because it's not aiding and abetting the enemy. Okay, they're not overthrowing the government. They're just not. They're just not complying with us, and we are the government.
But they're violating their oaths.
Well, yeah, I agree. Yeah, okay. Well, what are we gonna,
well,
the thing right.
is, a lot of them cross their fingers when they take their oath. When they raise their right hand to swear, they cross their fingers. Guess what? They're lying from the get-go. They have no intention of honoring their oath, and they don't even know what their oaths are.
And read the California Constitution. Is there also a word in there? And I could be wrong. I think that you can either. You can either, you know, pledge to your oath or affirm it. If you affirm it, that's not a pledge.
That's correct.
And if that's in the California Constitution, a lot of things in the California Constitution, my good friend, that are good, and there's a lot of things like that that are bad. Did you just affirm the oath? Oh, okay, I agree with that. I don't pledge to it, but I agree with it.
But our founding documents were written in English that were not legalese to make it for the common folk.
That's correct.
To understand.
That's correct.
And these people subverted it. One of Trump's first executive orders was to make hemp legal. And what can you make from hemp? Clothes?
Yep.
Paper?
Buildings.
Rope?
Yeah.
Rope.
Blend it in with concrete. It makes
buildings.
It stronger.
You make a building.
Mm-hmm.
No, but my point is good American hemp rope to hang these trees.
There you go.
It's my point.
You're right.
After of course, a proper adjudication. Then the sentence is meted out. Thank you guys for your show. God bless. And we should pray for Trump and the whole nation.
100%. Yes.
Absolutely. You're correct.
Thank you.
Thank you,
brother. Andrew from Bernie.
He's right.
He's
on.
A great guy. I love him. Anyway, you know, when you look at what we have here, and getting back to your our discussion, Hoodman, and that is when you look at the assembly, it's 67, because there's four Republicans that vote with the Democrats, to 13. And in the Senate, it's 32 Democrats to 8 Republicans, and the spawn of Satan as governor. And the states have jurisdiction over your life 100 times more than the federal government. It's just like we just talked about with the funds. Newsom can say, yeah, well, you don't want to give them to us, don't give them to us. You know, what are you going to do to me? I'll just raise gas taxes. They've got to go all the way through California if they want to start Mexico and go to Oregon. They got to go up Highway 5, baby. They got to go up 101. So, you know, and I'm going to raise taxes on behalf of the that I believe that a 5-year-old should be able to choose their vendor, their gender. So, I mean, what we have to do is just start saying no. You need to obey us. You know, we need to make strong communities. And you know, hey. We need to protect our children. We need to protect our communities. If whatever way you need to protect it, we need to protect it. Whatever way we need to get in there and stop crime and stop overreach of government, you go and demand it. If you haven't seen the movie, Let My People Go, you need to go see the movie Let My People Go. I have it on my computer so I can take notes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had a great showing. Thank you. Laura and all the rest of the people who made that happen yesterday at the library, thank you very much. You know, and that was a great thing for them to do. I'm glad they did it, but I'm glad I have that so I can study it. Because sometimes I need to see things about 6 or 7 times before I get it. You know, and so really and truly, what we have to start looking at is we need to take our communities, we need to stand for our communities. If you don't have a way to protect yourself, go get it. Go get it. Get it. We cannot look at law enforcement anymore to do all the protection for us.
They can't. There's no way.
We should be working hand in hand with them, not subservient to them.
That's correct.
Neighborhood watch. Well, if you see something happen, call us, because you shouldn't do anything. Really? Okay. Let me think about this a minute. A guy's going through my car. He's breaking into my car. Starts to break into my house. What, I'm not supposed to do anything until he's inside the house?
Don't
or I
so.
Get arrested by our DA? Who probably would love to do that.
And if you're a single woman, let's say an elderly single woman, a widow, in your home and you can't defend yourself, in what reality is that normal? In what reality is that acceptable? Grandma should be able to protect herself to the death. If she has to take a guy out, oh, wait, that's been happening here in California a couple times, hasn't it? Where an elderly woman had her handgun, and she warned the guy for trying to break into her house. She shot him. That's okay. That's acceptable. Would I want to do that? No. Does anybody want to do that? No. But she was protecting herself. She had to. Nobody else is going to be there to protect her. She didn't have somebody else in the room with her to do the job for her. She didn't have anybody else next door able to do it. She had to take care of it herself.
Vote me for president, and I will make it so elderly single women can have sawed-off shotguns.
There you go.
No.
That way they don't have to
aim. You need at least 8 rounds. I mean...
And drum mags, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole point is that we have to start doing things ourselves and demanding of these people that we've elected to do it. And I'm talking to you folks down in Southern California. I've had people tell me that, well, you know, we can't do anything about our board of supervisors. You better do it. I mean, look at little Audra Morgan. I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I mean, she's a petite young woman who stands up like a lioness.
She stands tall.
She stands up like a lioness. She gets up there and she stands up. And I know that sometimes people have said, well, her language is a little salty. So what?
Suck it up, buttercup.
So what?
Suck it up.
Yeah. When they talk about dung in the Bible, look that up in the Greek. That's a very, very dirty word.
Yes, it is.
Lori, what say you?
Good morning, Lori. Good
morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Hey, great information. And the Let My People Go was tremendous. I had not seen the film. And it's one of those things where you kind of want to watch it at home so you can pause, take a note, play, take a note. So I'm going to have to go back, like you were suggesting. There is so much information.
Yep.
Why I'm calling, though, and, of course, we had that awful incident at 3:37 p.m. where we had to stop and pray to what was going on with the Donald Trump situation. The thing that started the screening was Laura Hobbs. Dr. Hobbs was able to give a little synopsis of what's going on, and I'm hoping she can either call in some of these shows soon, because she was saying that there was all these extra votes, more than voters. Where's my notes? I'm sorry.
Yeah. And that's, oh, yeah, there's, yeah, that goes without saying. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Tons
and
of
here
them.
It is.
Thousands of them. Thousands and
yeah,
thousands.
And so Joanna Francesca, and all, there's just so much. 167 more votes than voters. Problem. So lots of tricks. And her whole case is not just about her. She keeps telling people. It's about all of us. This fraud, corruption, deceit, little trickery. It's not little trickery, but tomorrow, election commission meeting, 2 p.m. Monday, tomorrow. Just want to make sure people start attending that, because someone joined at the hip, the nominee that got rejected. Now we've got Benji Nguyen. It's one and the same in a way. So just pay attention, folks. I know there's a lot of meetings. I can't make them all. Who can? Unless you're completely, you know, sponsored and you don't have to work.
Well, remember, when you're talking about 167 votes or whatever, I mean, that's just her district.
I know.
And so who knows what there were. I mean, you know, is David Clement, I was on a Zoom with David about 3 months ago. When the movie first came out, there were 8 of us on the Zoom, and I was on with Kim Yeager, and we were all talking about different things, local, blah, 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 blah. And he's a fighter, that guy. And I gave him a quick call yesterday, and I thanked him for all he does. And that movie's spot on. I like that movie better than any other political movie, like, well, maybe that's the wrong term, patriotic movie I've seen in a long, long time.
What's so touching, Terry, is in the beginning you could see him packing up this beat-up piece of luggage. his screwed-up home, like anybody else.
That's why he's so skinny.
Stuff going on in life. Yeah, it's not a perfect, well-oiled machine every day, folks.
Right.
People have real things going on. Three kids.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I have to watch it again because I need to pause, stop, take notes.
Yep.
And please thank you for anyone that's trying to fix and adjust the chat room. It is dysfunctional. You cannot put any information, links. Lots of times I listen to the show, I'll repeat a phone number, or here's the fundraiser address, or here's the website, blah, 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 blah. Lots of us frontline people are constantly using the chat room to support the show that's currently on. So I am going to pray and trust that the engineers, producers, and everyone get that chat room with some kind of functionality, because right now it does not exist in my world.
I use that chat room as a tool, too, during our show, because a lot of times there will be questions asked on that we can address in our conversation here on the show, which makes it... it makes it better, actually, too.
Exactly, because it's a team effort.
That's
right. We can't
just
have you guys that never get paid one penny. And you
no, we pay to be on this show.
We pay to be on this show.
Thank you. So we're trying to help you in the chat room community. We're not there to bash on people, and thank God the trolls are basically gone, the parasites that they are. Good grief. Anyway, so I trust that'll be back up soon, and I don't know what show's going to take place of Kevin Cry's alternating, if it's going to be Doug and Nick or what's going on with that, but I heard that earlier today, too. So,
yep.
Yay, Sunday mornings. All right, you guys, I love you. Thank you.
Thanks, Lori.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, you know.
Sweetheart.
Yeah, she is. So on the Community Watch, I want to repeat that again. You could go to Community Watch Part 1, Community Watch Part 2. It's a podcast with Woody Clendenin, who was amazing.
Podcast on what?
On Community Watches.
On Mountaintop Media.
I'm getting there.
Okay, that's what I was asking. On what?
It's going to be on Mountaintop Media.
Yep.
Mountaintop Media, all one word, .com. And you can go to Jefferson State of Mind, M-I-N-E, and the titles on each one of the podcasts.
Yeah.
A podcast is Community Watch Part 1, Community Watch Part 2. You also can find it if you search engine Facebook and go to Jefferson State of Mind, the podcast. You also can find it on Rumble, and it's out there everywhere. But I really think that the folks down south, you folks down south that are listening in, and when you hear this, when you listen to the archive, hey, we need to get something going down there. We need to make sure you folks are protected, especially you folks in San Diego, right there next to San Ysidro. I mean, you know, it's just, we pray for you guys. We're trying to get tools out there to you guys. We're trying to get things done. We're going to be doing another video. We just did one on local, on what we could do locally, how we could stand locally. We'll try to get that out to everybody. It should go out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing Sally, she might have gotten it out already. Who knows?
There you go.
But anyway, when? Yes, any sir. Closing thoughts here, brother?
Nope, I don't have any thoughts. I always take the weekends off from thinking.
Yeah, for one like this, we need to have Mark Baird on, so we don't have to do any work.
Well, that poor guy is doing some work.
Oh, you know,
his home is under threat of fire up in Siskiyou County, and he's flying the big DC-10, dropping all the fire retardant on other fires elsewhere. He had to leave his wife there behind the closed road, or the road closure, and to move on. He had to go do it. He had to fly out of Medford to go fight the fires.
Pray for Mark and Cindy Baird.
Pray for them heartily.
Pray for Mark and Cindy Baird heartily.
And their safety.
This is producer Ben. Just so you guys know, we still have no clue who the hooded man is. That is an anonymous guest on this show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have we been hoodwinked?
Okay. From... Terry, Wynn,
yeah,
and Hoodman.
There we go.
Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
KCNR, Shasta.